Welcome back to Family Dynamics, a show centered on the vital role family plays in shaping strong values, character, and resilience in individuals. Now, it explores how healthy family structures can nurture growth while also examining the negative consequences that arise when family roles are neglected or abandoned. Now, the show goes further to highlight an equally powerful truth that family is not always defined by blood alone. In moments of need, strangers and friends can step in, forming bonds that grow into chosen families built on trust, care, and shared experience. So join us as we introduce this insightful and heartfelt show where relationships are unpacked, stories are shared, and the true meaning of family is redefined. Now, let's talk about what family actually means in today's context. Well, today, I want us to start by asking a very simple but powerful question. What does family actually mean to us today? Now, for a long time, family was defined very narrowly: mother, father, children, all under one roof. But the reality we live in now looks very different. Some of us were raised by grandparents, some by single parents. Some of us grew up in homes where parents were physically present but emotionally absent. Now, for some people, family became friends, neighbors, or even complete strangers who showed up when blood relatives did not. So when we talk about family, we are not just talking about DNA. We are talking about key. We are talking about responsibility. We are talking about who shows up consistently at that right time when you particularly need them. And I want us to sit with that today, because family is not always who we are born to, but who helps shape us. Now, talking about who helps shape us, have you come to realize, or is, as we talk about family, the topic on family dynamics today, is there a particular person who is not necessarily your cousin, not necessarily your sister, not necessarily your brother, not necessarily your mother, neither your father, who is a friend, who now or is an acquaintance, or perhaps is a colleague, whom you have come to deduce and actually conclude that, hey, you know what, this particular friend, this particular person is no longer just a friend. They have definitely grown on from being friends to being family, especially this time of the festive season when you need to rely on a particular person at this maybe a point in time where you need to go on vacation or you need to attend a particular engagement somewhere that requires you to travel. But then again, you have your children, you have your family members that need to be taken care of, and you are not going to be able to play that role. Or perhaps a particular time when you went through a very difficult situation, maybe you lost a loved one, and now you needed that particular person to come through for you and just take care of your children. Or perhaps you just yourself were very vulnerable and you needed somebody to come through for you. You know, sometimes we can get so vulnerable, we can go through so many things and get to a point where we are completely so vulnerable. And at that point, we need people who will particularly love us for who we are and not take advantage of our vulnerability, you know. So, And it's people, and by that, it's not just referring to the opposite sex. It can be somebody who's of the same sex, but take advantage of your vulnerability. How? Maybe by sharing your most weakest moments with the world out there, or with other people, when it ought to have been really protected and kept sacred. So at that point, you really need someone. And sometimes that particular person that you need may not be your particular sister, may not be your brother, may not be your mom, and may not even be your dad. And there comes this particular friend of yours who is more than willing, just when you're wondering whom are you going to leave the kids with, or who's going to help you come and cook for the kids, or who's at least going to be able to just bring lunch for the children as you stay in bed, not even having the energy to brush your teeth, not even having the energy to take care of yourself. But you need this particular, you need somebody to come through for you. And then boom, knock, knock on the door, or perhaps a call on your phone to say, I'm on my way to your place, I'm bringing you food, or I'm coming to cook a meal for you, I'm coming to clean up your place. And who is it? It's none other than your very good old friend that has always been there. And of course, they found out that you're going through a lot. Maybe you just lost your dad. You just lost your grandfather, or that particular really situation that got you down. Or perhaps you just, you're a mom, a new mom, and you're going through so much. Maybe PTSD, or you're going through depression at this particular point. Or perhaps you're just overwhelmed with toddlers in the house and also a newborn baby. So many things that we're going through. So many things. And that point, you just need somebody. And here you find them in a friend. That is now what we call family. Those are what we call family. And of course, without overlooking the overall definition of family members, of family themselves, being our parents, being our siblings, being our sisters, people who we share the same bloodline with, who just happen to be always available. You know, there's that particular saying that says, blood is thicker than water. And sometimes you don't really appreciate or realize just how very significant that phrase is until you have gone into deep waters and you need somebody to pull you out. It can be through sickness. It can be through a particular situation that happened that has gotten you so emotional. It can be through them being there for you. It can be through, example I made earlier of losing a loved one. It can be through so many different aspects that now makes you realize that, you know what? I certainly, absolutely, to the core, appreciate my family. It can be through you having your children, and they seem to always come through for them. And especially this time of December, you can have now time to unwind. You can have time to also travel and go on vacation. And you know, absolutely, you're very sure that my children will be in absolute good hands. I don't have to worry about nothing when I'm actually not around, because that particular sister of mine takes on my children as her very own. You know, it's things like this that really need to get us to a point of appreciation. So at this particular time, I think we ought to reflect on those relationships, on those relationships, you know, because tomorrow is not promised for anyone. You're together here today, and tomorrow one of you is gone. And then that's the moment where you ask yourself, why didn't I tell them that I appreciate them? Why didn't I tell them that I love them? Why didn't I tell them that they mean a lot to me? Then why didn't I tell them that thank you for all the times you were there to pick a call when I needed to go to the hospital in the middle of the night? Thank you so much when you were there for me when I was going through a heartbreak and I needed somebody to hear me. I just needed a shoulder to cry onto, and you were available. Thank you for when I needed finances and you actually came through for me when I didn't know where to head to or where to look to. It is at this point that we really need to appreciate the people in our lives. We need to appreciate our colleagues. We need to appreciate our friends. We need to appreciate our family members. We need to appreciate everyone around us, because they have shown up for us and have really come through for us as though they are all blood family members, right? So this show, I really hope that it meets perhaps the expectations that it's creating in your mind already, and I hope it fulfills the desires that I wish that it fulfills in both you and I, that is you as the listener and me as the presenter or the anchor, so that at the end of the day, you know, we ought to remember, we ought to look back and say, you know what, we appreciate the fact that we appreciate God for the fact that we have people that we can rely on. We have people that we can lean on. We have people we can be grateful for. So really, Family Dynamics is an interesting show that I'm excited for, even as we are discussing it now. Now, let's talk about the roles within the family and why they matter. Now, every family has roles. Whether we talk about them openly or not, parents are meant to guide, to protect, and to provide, not just financially, but emotionally as well. And in terms of parents having to provide emotionally, they have to be emotionally healed. You know, I came across a short write-up on Facebook the other day that said something about the best version that you can give to your kids is the healed version of you, especially for those who have gone through a lot of things in their lives and experience pain and experience heartaches and experience a lot of different, different negative issues in their lives. The best offer they can offer, the best thing they can offer themselves, the best version they can offer themselves is a healed version of themselves. That way you are able to give your little ones the best you. Nothing else. The best you. Otherwise, you will be angry, frustrated, shouting, all the negative emotions. I might not be able to come to pinpoint all of them, but all the negative emotions. Now, some of these emotions, yes, could be termed normal, but then again, there comes a point where it becomes excessive and you yourself realize that, you know what? This is not the best version of me. So parents are not only meant to provide financially, but they are also intended to provide emotionally. Children, on the other hand, are meant to learn, to be nurtured, and to feel safe enough to grow in a conducive environment. Now, problems begin when those roles are abandoned or distorted or neglected. When parents are emotionally unavailable, when children are forced to grow up too fast, when one sibling carries the weight of the entire household. Now, many of us didn't realize it at the time, but we are carrying responsibilities that were never meant for us, and especially in the African context. And then there are gender roles, expectations placed on us simply because of who we are, because you are a girl child or because you are the firstborn. We need to ask ourselves, are those roles helping our families to grow, or are they quietly causing harm, silently causing harm to us? Me personally, I tell a story about my role in my family. Back then, when I was, I think, 16 years old, I was staying in Windhoek with my aunt and my other aunt. My mom was in the north, as working as a teacher in the north. And I was staying with my aunt and my other aunt, the last born to both my aunt and my mom, and my sibling, who happened to be my sister, as well as my cousin, who happened to be my aunt's daughter. Unfortunately, the younger aunt, the last born of my mom, them, and my aunt, them, got sick. And she got sick right after the first auntie, because the first auntie, let's refer to her as the first auntie, was older, obviously, than the last born, but younger than my mom, too. She then wanted to explore other avenues, and she got a job transfer to the north. So she started working as soon as she settled in, as soon as she relocated to the north, you know, job-wise, everything in place. Their last born, my aunt, who was now left to care for us, fell ill, terribly ill, terribly ill. So much that my grandmother had to come from the north. But before my grandmother came from the north to come and stay with us, because remember, my mom can't just, they would come, they would put in some leave. I can't remember so well, but I'm sure they did, because they would come for holidays. They would come also for some weekends. They would make tents like that. So she could not now quit her job and come and stay with us in Windhoek. Neither could my aunt, because she just relocated, you know. Then that would mean she would be out of a job. So unfortunately, this last born auntie of mine, their sister, got terribly ill, and she was hospitalized. And it was the time of when polio was very active at that particular time. But before we continue this beautiful conversation and this beautiful story that I'm sharing with you now, let's pause right here and take a trip to the marketplace. We'll be back to continue with a family dynamic. Stay tuned.
Oh, Get extra big savings for an extra special Christmas at WB. Like 2 liter Oros, now only $37.99. 750 gram Crossan Blackwell Mayo for $37.99. 10 kg Buck Pro Fat Cook Flour for $139.99. And 2 kg Surf Hand Wash Powder for only $48.99. See all our December specials online at vurmanbrock.com. We care.
Lipura nengeno wapumbwa Eva Tere ulikoni maondo tuto ingida ashike kapeno nwe kutite opoye ekukurile. Oshafafa na nongeshe faili mehola mo iho etike kovano ile koshuana. Onongeshe fa ya pumbwa kukaraya kovano. Okupitira mo Eagle FM otuna evi tota njuka. Okukwetira oipindi konu konda doi nawa. Nune udo otukwetira o special ange tashake ngeshe fa omarudi dayo loka. Opone ushendife nawa nokumona oijamoiri nawa. Ninge pata fanona Monica ko Eagle FM. Onora itatu imwe bali heali nola natu heali bali no heali. Ile kumberewa nora hetatu natu bali o hetatu watatu o mafilane Eagle FM the eye.
Welcome back. Now, let's round up on that story that I have to tell you before we actually get to call our guest. So, my aunt went to hospital. She was hospitalized and I now had to take up the role. I was grade 9 at the time. I believe I was 15. It should be about 15, 16 years of age. I had to take up that role of being a parent. I remember my mom sending us money. And I remember her sending about 1,000 Namibian dollars. And that time, 1,000 Namibian dollars is a lot of money because I still remember we did all our grocery shopping within that and still had some amount left over because I remember it has always been in the nature of my aunt to buy huge stuff, you know, to buy sort of like a 12.5 kg sugar. Come to think of it, I don't think I've seen the 12.5 kg sugar anymore. Maybe today, I'm not sure. I've only known 10, but okay. And we would buy macaroni, rice, you know, Topsco and that kind of stuff. So I would go and buy the food. And mind you, my mom trusted me to the core that I wouldn't squander the money. And I did not. Wow, interestingly, for a very teenager like me, and I would cook for my sister and my cousin. I became an adult. I stopped playing with dolls and scent at a very young age. I saw myself as an adult now. So I took on the responsibility. I cared for them. I ensured that we were all sleeping in one house, just us. Now I'm wondering, oh, okay. And then it was only after a really long time that my mom and my aunt got us, one of our cousins, to come and help us. And another time when my cousin left for school, we got another person. But all in all, it was for a very long time that I had to play that adult role. I had to stand in the gap for whoever, for my mom, for my aunt, and be the parent. And we would go to school every school day, of course. We would have our lunch boxes, we'll eat dinner, we'll eat lunch, clothes will be washed, everything. And mind you, my cousin, who happened to be just 1 year younger than me, I couldn't understand why she was still so she would still play with dolls and she would still play with sand. I didn't quite understand why she couldn't just, you know, snap out of it. And remember also for my sister, I think at the time she was maybe 10 years old. Yeah. If I was 15, 16, she should be around about, had been 10, 9 years old. And so, my cousin was younger than me, was really also very playful and stuff. Playful and that kind of stuff. So, reflecting on this, it rekindled certain things in me so much that I wanted to grow up, quickly and have my own house. You know, it came to a point where, you know, when, especially when parents would scold you for this and this and that kind of stuff, I felt quite restricted on certain things. And I remember telling one of the young ladies who came to stay with us, and I was telling them, you know what? I want to grow up and have my own house, so I can make my own rules in my own home. You know, so now as I tell you this story, it shows I emphasize on the aspect of gender roles and how these roles become shaped in us, depending on your history, depending on the circumstances, depending on your background, where you are coming from. So looking a bit at it now, and especially also having to look after my three babies, it's something that kind of like flows quite easily. You know, it's not so difficult having to train them up by myself. It's not such a big deal. Of course, sometimes I feel like it's a lot of work having to, especially, when you have to go somewhere and all of them together, telling them, okay, the two of you go bath, this one do this, you know, that type of thing. And I will, you know, with kids, sheesh. Sometimes they don't prepare on time and you're just like, oh my word, I woke you guys up so early. So lately I've been thinking to myself that, you know what? I think I need to employ different strategies this time around, come 2026. Let's say, for instance, I'm thinking in my mind, I should be waking up one person at a time. Like if I wake up a particular person today to say, you're going to help mommy in the kitchen to prepare what you guys are going to eat as we go out, or to do this or to do that. Or perhaps I should even say, I'll wake up this one, go take a bath. Yeah. And get ready. And then that way they will not be distracted. And then I wake up the next person, go take a bath and get ready. And then I wake up the next person, something like that. So really, looking back on this, it has made me to mature, I think, faster than I would have normally at a different pace. I had my first job when I was 19 years old. I bought my first bed, which was a queen-size bed, and I refused to buy a double bed. I wanted a queen-size bed, even though it was just for me, when I was 19 years old, and went on to actually ask that I move out, because we were staying at one point with my uncle and all that, because my aunt was now in the north, and then everything else, then we then went on to stay with my uncle and stay under his care. Even when I began the university, we were under his care. Remember, we're girls and we also needed a male figure to take care of us. You know, sometimes you really, as much as perhaps you realize the struggles that are ongoing, you also need to be wise and vigilant and play your part as a parent very well. Because if you neglect that area, that is how sometimes children go on to take really foolish decisions. But sometimes you won't be blameless. So we went on to stay with my uncle, and then it came to a point where, since I got a job, and we were sharing our bedroom, it was me, my cousin, and my other cousin. My sister went on to stay somewhere else. And then later on, my uncle now had his two kids come and they were very small. Come and stay with us in one room plus a nanny. I said, no, I can't take this. I don't want to be overcrowded or in a place where it's crowded. And I remember at the age of 19, I really had to persuade my parents to allow me to go and rent so I can be able to buy my furniture. That was the excuse I gave you all. I can buy my furniture and freely I just wanted to breathe. To which I was allowed to. So I was 19 when all that started going on, and 20, round about that. So really reflecting on the story, I now begin to realize that your background and history plays a huge role in who you become in future, helps to mold you and to shape you. So when we're talking about family, I want us to incorporate that it is not the same for everyone, and the journey is not the same for everyone. the other person had it differently and the other person also had it differently. So we can't generalize. But of course, we have to find some ground. But then again, we have to make room for the differences, you know. For some people, they went on to become adults very quickly. For some other people, they might take it as, develop some sort of bitterness because of that, that I have to do this and I had to do that. I had to come through for this and this and that. For some people. For others, they might really appreciate it and see it as it was a learning curve for them. So as we now speak on family dynamics, you reflect on your own and see what particular peculiar situation happened in your upbringing, in your childhood, that then shaped you and brought out some positivity out of you. Reflect also on the negative aspects that on certain particular areas, some negative aspects that happened that then, you know, you feel like as if, you know, had this particular negative situation not happened, perhaps this and this wouldn't have turned out in so such a way. So, yeah. Let's pause right here now and take a trip to the marketplace. This is Family Dynamics. We'll be back shortly.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You're the person that does not have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to do.
Be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past.
Mm.
And it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM.
Ipura nengelo wapubwa eva tere ulikoni maundu tuto ingida ashike kapeno nweko dite okoye ekukulile oshafa fana nongeshe faili mehola mo ihoe kike kovano ile koshiwala konongeshe faa ya pumbwa kukaraya kovano okupitida mo Eagle FM otuna evi toda njuka okukwetira oipindi konu konda doi inawa nune udo otukwetira o special ange tashake ngeshe faa omarudi tayo loka okone ushendi fenawa nukumona oijamo ili nawa Ninge pata fanona Monica ko Eagle FM onore tatimwe bali heali nola natu heali bali no heali ile ko berewa nora hetatu natu bali o hetatu watatu o mafelane Eagle FM the eye
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You're the person that does not have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to do.
Be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past.
Mm.
And it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.
Welcome back to Family Dynamics. The conversation gets starting or gets going even right now, but gets started alongside my guest right now. So joining me in studio right now is Stephen Kasumba. Stephen, thank you so much for making time for us right here on Family Dynamics.
Hi, afternoon. Happy Juju. Afternoon, listeners.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks once again for having me.
Of course. You know, the pleasure.
Yeah, compliments
of
the season.
Oh, thank you, man. Thank you so much.
Yes.
Now, Stephen, of course, I didn't tell them. Stephen is a father, a husband, and a mentor, and many other titles combined. Now, Stephen, of course, we're talking about family dynamics and the importance of family, especially now at this time of the festive season. So share with us why family is so important and what are those particular nuggets that you want us to walk away with?
Yeah, no, very good question. Thank you, Happy. Basically, family as from the definition, you know, it's a father and a mother with kids living together or extended family and those things. Yeah, but basically family is something that is very, very important to us as human beings. That is why when God created the rest, the first thing that he saw that was very vital was a family. He started a family. That is why he gave Adam a wife and all those things.
Yeah.
Yeah, so basically, is what drives us, motivates us.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, most of us, most people, we strive and want to still be doing what we do because of family, you know?
Yeah.
In most cases, yeah. So, like, during this festive season, it's a time of just relaxing, sharing with family, being with family, and all of those things.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so basically, I don't know about women, but for us men, one thing that motivates us to wake up in the morning, no matter how tough it is out there, is our kids, our wives at home.
Yeah.
You know, when you look at those beautiful faces, yeah, they can stretch you sometimes.
Of course,
you can have all those moments, you know.
Of course, they are human beings. And, you know, one thing I always say is that even when couples are getting married, I always caution them to say, you're two different human beings from two different backgrounds. You know, it's exactly. inevitable that you will at one point have disagreements. And that doesn't mean that the love is not there, that the other person doesn't love you. It's just that we are wired differently. And I think that should be understandable, not so?
Exactly.
Anyway, continue.
No. That's right. Yeah, so like I was saying, you know, family is what gets us moving.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'll give you a scenario. Let's say you're coming from work.
Yeah.
You know, like I'm a businessman, and then you had a rough day, you know, and then you just get home, and then there's these little ones that are making noise. Daddy. And then also the wife is there. You know, that just calms you down, and you tend to forget about everything else that happened during the day, and then you're just in your peaceful moment.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's why many of the times when I'm home, trust me, I usually just switch off my phone, because at that point, I don't want to deal with anything else.
Mm-hmm.
Like, guys, this is my place of peace.
Mm-hmm.
This is my moment of peace, and I don't want any disruption.
Mm-hmm.
Let me deal with my peace.
Yes.
Exactly. Yeah. So guys, family is very important in whatever we do,
mm-hmm.
in all our endeavors and whatever, however we think, family comes first.
Mm-hmm.
Before your job, before your careers, before anything that you do, it's God first and then family first.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like if no matter how critical situation I'm handling at the client site,
mm-hmm.
if I just get a phone call from my wife to say, you know, maybe my child, God forbid, my child is, you know, injured or something, trust me, I have to leave whatever I'm doing. I must go to the hospital
mm-hmm.
to go and take care of my child.
Mm-hmm.
That's how, you know, how important family is. And I just feel like all of us, like, you know, as Namibians, Africans, the world at large, if we embrace that principle of putting family first,
mm-hmm.
it will be a very beautiful world to live in.
That's true, man. You know what? Let me ask you this question for wives out there. Maybe what is it that husbands actually want from their wives in terms of trying to put to keep the family together? But since you spoke about something about your peace, I think, or just having time to yourself, I think sometimes wives in particular, alongside with the children, don't really realize that sometimes daddy needs his me time or needs to reflect and plan on family issues. So what is it that perhaps the children and the wife need to get at this point, coming from you particularly as a husband?
Yo, happy. That one is a whole different ballgame. It's a whole different ballgame, you know, because when I met my wife, you know, young and ambitious and in love and emotional and all those things.
Yeah.
And we had all these plans, you know, like, you know, we'll be in our house, you know, just us, you know.
Yeah.
But when the kids come in, it's a whole different story. It's a whole different story, you know.
Yeah.
So, that's why, that's family now, because now the attention is divided.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, like, the wife cannot have all of me.
Yeah.
The way she wants to, and the kids also, you know, they need attention and stuff like that. sometimes, you know, it's irritating, but it's just family,
yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
It's what you got into, you know. It's,
yeah.
There's no way you cannot. There, for example, yeah, I'm Mr. Kasuba.
Mm-hmm.
You've got the little Kasubas.
Mm.
So you have to just deal with it. And that's a good, I mean, that's a, the beauty of the family.
Yeah.
Yeah. So to answer your question, yeah, starting off, yeah, it's always a beautiful thing when you're single. I mean, not single, like you don't have children, but yeah. You're married.
Okay.
And then, yeah, you're just starting your life.
Mm-hmm.
It's you and your wife or your hubby, and you're just enjoying your life. Yay! The moment they start coming.
Yeah.
It's another issue now with the kids now.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
There are times, okay, I want to surprise my wife.
Yes.
I'm like, okay, no, babe. They did this, yay. And then this one's also standing by.
Exactly.
I'm like, oh, God.
And you know.
Yeah.
And you know what? That's reality check. You know, when some couples get married and, for those, I think this is what my counsel is always to them. For those who, I know some people who are very, let me say fertile, you know, maybe not.
Yeah.
Yeah. So some people, immediately they get married, boom, you know, they are pregnant and expecting their child. And for other people, it takes really time. It can take a year or whatsoever. And then you get this one that just got married and boom, the first thing they want to do is make a baby. And I'm like, oh,
yo.
Hold on. Those babies will come and you'll actually wish you love them, but you're like, can I just be with a person that I fell in love with without you extra human beings? And you know, it's, I think, we need to also explore, taking our kids to their aunties, to their cousins for the weekend. You
yeah,
know, it's necessary.
Exactly. You know, it is.
Yes.
It's like these Papa Troll kids, you know, these sport kids, these, you know, technology kids.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's needed sometimes, you know, you take them to the village, leave them for a week.
Exactly.
You know, things like that, let them, you know,
and
but,
it's, mm-hmm.
All in all, personally, like from my side, speaking from experience,
yeah,
is having a family is the best thing that has ever happened to me.
Mm.
Yeah, because you know when I'm stuck, like when my mind is stuck,
yeah.
And I don't know where else to look to. When I look at these ones,
mm-hmm.
the wife and then the I've got two kids by the way,
yeah,
two boys.
Oh,
not two ones.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry for the wait. Yeah, when I look at, you know, when I look at my family.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, I just count my blessings, you know, like, okay, wow, I'm really blessed.
Yeah.
And for this, I just have to keep on, you know, pushing.
Mm-hmm.
And it has really done wonders for me. So that is why family is very important. Because
mm-hmm.
family is only, your family, like immediate family, not your relatives, not your uncles.
Yeah.
Your family is your kids and your husband and, those ones,
mm-hmm.
those ones, they'll be there for you no matter what.
That's true, hey.
They'll love you unconditionally,
mm-hmm.
whether you have money or not.
Mm-hmm.
You're their father.
Mm-hmm.
Whether you have nothing or not, you're sick. You're the father that they know.
Yeah, but I think
that's the beauty about family. Yeah.
Yeah, but I think let's also say for some, because there are still some people who honestly feel that their families haven't been there for them, you know, even, you know, there's still some situations where they feel unappreciated for the mere fact that they don't have money, they don't have a job. And when they do get a job, then family all of a sudden wants to respect them. But yeah, all in all, really your family, you know, that saying of blood is thicker than water. Sometimes it's through certain situations, very hardcore situations that you realize, but you know what? I get it now. I get it. Because they can be there for you, especially when you're going through a lot, massive, heavy turmoils. And then that's when you really get it to say, yes, absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah, no, exactly. No, it works like that, you know. There's, and by the way, in your family, sometimes you can find family out of, like biological family.
Yeah.
Like you are saying, you know, there are people who have not had the privilege to get that love from their family members. And then they just, you know, you can find people out there that aren't even your biological siblings.
Mm-hmm.
Then you get that kind, that love, you know, that warmth. Yeah, there's a number of times, mm-hmm. scenarios that kind of thing has happened.
Absolutely.
You know?
I'm a perfect example of that. I sincerely go out and appreciate my friends because friends came through for me as very close loved ones as well. When sometimes, you know, there's a scripture that says, a friend, some brothers, some friends stick closer than a brother. There are some friends that you can really just call up and say, hey, I need you to come through for me for this. And they are on the go, on already available for you. If they can't, then really they can't. But otherwise, hence why really family is not just restricted to our, to blood. It's really also friends. It's really also colleagues sometimes who turn out to be family. And I think at this point in time, I think it also ought to be a time where we appreciate them. Don't you think? And sometimes I think appreciation is not about really gifts, because sometimes you don't have the money to gift everyone, but you can also say,
just check on the people, just say, how are you doing?
Yeah,
is everything fine with you? Just, you know, those kind of things.
Mm-hmm.
You know, happy. I'll tell you something, like recently, like about 3 weeks ago, I lost one of my best friends.
Oh, sorry, man.
Two best friends, His name was John. Yeah, so we've been apart for some time. Last time I saw him was 2018.
Oh, okay, that's fun.
Yeah, and then I get this news that, okay, yeah, he passed on and stuff. So, you know, it rang a bell in my mind to say, always check on family.
True.
It's not always about you just trying to send money or help. Just check on your people, you know, cause when that moment comes now, when they're gone, it really hurts, you know, like, oh, I've not even checked on this person.
Yes, you know, in a long time.
It's been a while. You know, yeah, so you're right. Family is not only just blood. Family is basically, like the Bible says, love your neighbor as you love yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Your neighbor is not your blood.
Mm-hmm.
Your neighbor is any other human being that is around you.
Mm-hmm.
You can develop family with that person.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so family in a side does not really need to be your blood.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I've seen more closer relationships more than family.
Yeah.
Like you find these guys, they're just friends, they just meet, but they are more close than the blood.
Yeah.
Blood relations, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. So no, like now it's festive season. It's a season for sharing, kindness, love. So it's also a time to also reflect, you know, where did I go wrong in terms of my family? I didn't spend time with my family. Mm-hmm. And, you know,
mm-hmm.
at that time, you know, you start just calling your family members,
mm-hmm.
those that you have not spoken to in years. Not necessarily you have to send them gifts. Just check them out. How are they doing? It means a lot. It means a lot just to get a phone call from somebody you have not heard from, your family member you have not heard from in a long time.
Agree.
It means a lot. It goes a long way. Yeah.
Agree. You know, usually when we hear of somebody, and you hear that they committed suicide, the first things that people would like to say is, why didn't they speak out? But then again, you begin to ask yourself, but if you really want to be honest and examine the situation, you want to ask and say, but did they have someone to speak to? Did they feel they had someone to speak to? I particularly, Stephen, I try to make sure that my loved ones, those that I can reach or those that I'm really particularly close to, I try to ensure that I tell them and let them know that, you know what, if you ever need to speak to somebody, you know, especially there are people who you can see that this person might be going through a lot. So I tend to try and offer myself and say, if you ever are going through hardcore, you know, problems and you need to speak to somebody, because sometimes we need a person to just speak to, then just know that you have that person in me. You're more than available, more than welcome to actually speak to me. So when people commit suicide, and we'll be asking ourselves questions, why did they do it? Why didn't they speak to somebody? I think the question is, are you making yourself available for your cousins?
For the people
yes, to reach out to you and say, I'm going through something. Are you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are you there? Are you there?
Mm. Yeah.
And you know, people, ask people, not, let me not exclude myself.
Yeah.
Ask people tend to judge faster.
Mm.
To say, okay, this person committed suicide. No, maybe because they were weak. No, sometimes, you know, people will just reach that limit. Like you're saying now, they don't have anybody else to talk to.
Yeah.
They don't have no one to be there, you know. Sometimes that's a word of encouragement can go a long way for a person. You can save a life.
Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm. I agree.
Yeah.
No, sincerely, we need to make ourselves available for people to be able to reach out to us and talk to us and communicate with us. Not, you know, if I always say that we need to also be careful in what we post on our status and what we say. You know, I remember a particular person who posted on their WhatsApp, something about, it was like a bashing type of way for those. No. I remember now. She said something like, if you feel like we are not there for you, then you're right, we're not, or something like that. So I then reach out to this person. Do you know how many people are viewing your status, some close ones, and going through a lot, and then you just, and they just needed something to snap and actually finish it. And then it's through you that the person reads that, you know what, it's true, confirms that they don't, this world, people don't love me, you know? So we also, I think, ought to be very careful on what we say, how we portray ourselves out there. Oh, and then I lost him. Yeah. So let me continue with that. What we are saying is that we have to be quite careful with what on what we portray ourselves or how we portray ourselves out there to the public. You know, what perception you give to the people. You can't be saying something negative and expect people to see positivity from you or expect them to reach out to you about their distresses and their pains. No. So, yeah. But you know what? Let's pause right here now and take a trip to the marketplace.
Lipura nengeno wapumbwa Eva tere ulikoni maondo tuto ingida ashike kapeno nweko tete opoye ekukurile. Oshafafa na nongeshe faili mehola mo iho etike kovano hile koshiwana. Onongeshe fa ya pumbwa kukaraya kovano. Okupitira mo Eagle FM otuna ebito danjuka. Okukwetira oipindi konu konda doini nawa. Nune udo otukwetira o special ange tashake ngeshe fa omarudi dayo loka. Opone ushendife nawa nokumona oijamo ili nawa. Ninge kwa tafanona Monica ko Eagle FM. Onore tatu imwe bali heali nola natu heali bali no heali. Ile kumberewa vera hetatu natu bali o hetatu watatu o mafilane Eagle FM VI.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You're the only person that does not have capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to do.
Be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past, and it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.
Welcome back. We're still talking about family dynamics and talking about roles within the family and why they matter. And now let's move on to the psychological and emotional impact of family dynamics on this show called Family Dynamics. Now, family is the first place where we learn how love feels. It is where we learn how to speak, how to argue, and how to apologize, and how to exist in relationships. When you grow up in a home filled with support, you often carry confidence into the world. But when you grow up in a home filled with silence, tension, or neglect, those experiences don't just disappear when you become an adult. They show up in how you love, they show up in how you trust, and they show up in how you handle conflict. Now, many of us are walking around with wounds that were shaped in childhood, and we don't always realize where they come from. This is why family dynamics matter so deeply, because they follow us. You know, recently, I realized something very recently that, wait, hold on. I hold on to my relationships so tight. I do. And I think reflecting on it and looking backwards, it has to do with my background. It has to do with my growing up. It has, and today I was making some reflections because I'm coming to talk about this conversation. So I was making some reflections and I'm like, but you're not, you know what? This could be one of the reasons it has played its part. Now, in terms of confidence, I come from a background of, I actually come from a Christian background. My grandmother and my grandfather were very strong vocal Christians who were not swing to and fro. You know, my grandmother was more of a stronger Christian, and I think my grandfather just got pulled into it. So I say strong because when that particular time of a particular prophet mentioned that people when the particular time of Prophet Justina told the people to wear red ribbons on their wrists. I was in kindergarten at the time, and my grandmother, who was a follower or disciple, or let me see, of this prophet lady, stood her ground and told us that, no, it is Jesus that protects us. It is God that protects us. We don't need those red ribbons for protection or stuff like that. So that's how grounded my grandmother was. And also, to give you the weight of how grounded my grandmother is, in my family particularly, you know, in Ashwamba culture, there's this thing of if a child is sick, they need to go and get cut. Stuff like that. That you are the one holding the child and blah, blah, when the child is extremely sick. So in my family, we don't do that. We don't do that. We believe, I know for some people may be surprised to say, but that is a culture. How could you not? And da, 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 da. In my family, we don't do that. It's either we don't believe that you are attached to the child. I don't know whether it was believed like that. And my grandmother, because she became a Christian, became grounded in her faith to say, since she was now the last grandparent, the last elder that all the children looked to, now she stood her ground and say, you know what, henceforth, this is what me and my family will take on as a legacy or as our beliefs or as, you know, going forward. So she has been a very strong in her faith. She doesn't get swing to and fro. And that laid the foundation for me to be also strong and be firm that I'm not swing to and fro. Something can just come and now I run with a flood, with the waters. That's how strong she really was. So in terms of confidence, you're always, I think, maybe it wasn't even made vocal, maybe it wasn't even said vocally, but it's that presence of you were allowed to be you, sort of to say, and we were not allowed to hold grudges in my grandmother's house. You can't say your cousin stepped on your toe and you people are not going to talk for I don't know how long. It was not something that was allowed in my grandmother's house. Insults, hi, you will get the nice beating, a nice hiding on your buttocks. She will leave you. And then when you have things she has forgotten, she will now come and find you. She won't chase you. Grab you and take a hold of you and whip you nicely to a point you will wet your underwear. So really, it has been that like that for me coming from my family in terms of confidence. As I speak about, when you grow in a home filled with support, you often carry confidence into the world. But when you grow up in a home filled with silence, tension or neglect, those experiences don't just disappear when you become an adult. But one particular aspect that I feel I didn't really get was the emotional aspect. I do remember as a teenager, and my mom being in the north would obviously send my aunt some money for our upkeeps and to help all of us at home. So I remember telling my aunt, and it was just a time where mom had sent some money or something. And I was saying, but sometimes we need more than money. We need, And I think they were not getting me. Now that I'm an adult, I understand what I was saying, because it makes much more sense now that I'm an adult. Truthfully speaking, we need more than finances from parents. I couldn't really get that much attention or emotional attention from my mom, neither from my dad, because I didn't grow up with him. I grew up with my aunt, remember? My mom was in the north. My dad too was in the north. So it's those times where you see them on holidays and they give you some love. But you know, it's a point where a child wants to be with mommy, wants to be with daddy. One, I do appreciate having been sent from the north to come and school here in Windhoek. Yeah, I think if not so, I wouldn't probably be on this radio speaking now. So even the English and the, I don't know where the accent came from, for some people who say I do have an accent, but the English, it was because of having school. I know it was because I've schooled here in Windhoek, and also maybe television playing its part. Opposed to, I know if I had continued my schooling at the north and in the village, it probably wouldn't be as enhanced as it is now. So we look at that positive angle and appreciate it. But then I still desired and wished that I could grow up with my mom and dad, which, as I grew up now as a teenager, I began to admire children, fellow teenagers, who I've gone on to become friends with, and they would say they grew up with their mom and dad. So I begin to admire that for them, or about them, because I felt like they had something that I have been longing for. I longed to come from background of mommy and daddy in the household. I longed for that, but opposed to to the reality of I actually grew up with my aunt. Mom and dad were not the present every day, although I would go for holiday, and even going for holiday, I'll go to my mom, and then another time, maybe week or 2 weeks of the holiday, then I'll go to my dad's place. So it was really just a lot of involvement, one family here at my grandfather's house, and the other time there at my father's house. And it's this type of things, or this type of reality, that we need to look at. And I think if we want our society to get to a point where we have done away with a lot of atrocities that are happening in the society, we need to work on this particular aspect. And until we get it right, Namibia, until we get that right of family dynamics, of grounding up children, making sure that children come from a family where they are loved, they are supported emotionally, physically, and mentally, we will continue, and I'm so sorry to say that, but it's reality, we will continue to experience all these atrocities that are happening now, because you have not really learned to see your parents model for you what a good marriage is like, or what a family is like, what growing up with your own siblings and having those arguments, and your mom teaching you how to really make amendments in with your siblings is like. Like, you didn't grow up to see mommy and daddy solve their problems. You know, I there's something that I like to say. I have not ever seen my grandmother and my grandfather going for long hours without talking to each other to disagree and argue. They would. Maybe argue is a strong word, but they would disagree. They would really disagree on certain issues. My grandfather was more the softer person. I remember hearing him and telling, on many occasions, telling my grandmother that, oh, you like to speak not so, you like to use very harsh words to the other person. That's not nice. You know, something like that. He was more of that person. And then my grandmother would try to justify herself that, yeah, but this, but I already told you this, or something like that in that aspect. But my grandfather would really be that person who says, sometimes you say very harsh words, or sometimes you are rude, or stuff like that. I could hear them talk like that when they are sitting, and maybe we are at our, they'll just be talking like that, you know? But all in all, they would talk about that situation right then, they deal with it. And before you know it, you are hearing people laughing, not in pretense. You're hearing people having a serious conversation about something else, you know, that needs maybe to be done in the house. It's something that I grew up witnessing. Never once did I notice my grandmother and my grandfather holding grudges against each other. But I did observe that with my neighbors. I did observe my neighbor couple, who were also adults, but younger than my grandparents. And actually, the wife would be so brutally rude to her husband in front of her adult children. So that was a terrible modeling of a family dynamic towards her children. Whereas to my grandparents, my grandmother, I never had my grandmother insult my grandfather. Although my grandfather would say, your tone and the way you say it is not nice, you know. He will express himself like that. And I would say my grandmother allowed him to express himself that way. And my emphasis is here is that I never saw them holding grudges. Hence why I grew up in a manner that you don't hold grudges against the next person. Now imagine you as a person, growing up, coming from a background where we don't hold grudges over here with our families, and maybe getting married to somebody who from their family, they used to hold grudges. They witnessed mommy and daddy holding grudges, or them with their siblings, they used to hold grudges, and mommy never intervened to say, we don't do that, you know. And now you're coming together, you as a person, you don't hold grudges, but your partner does. It will be a different a struggle. It will be a different different dealing altogether. So sincerely speaking, family dynamics are shaped by the way we have been shaped, by our characters, how we have been molded from the get-go, from the history, from the foundation of how it was laid out for us as a child. And because if it wasn't properly laid, if the foundation wasn't properly laid, that is why you have people walking around with broken wounds. Other people come from a very strong background, go on to marry, and perhaps maybe marriage doesn't work out. And then it now breaks those, maybe not all of them, of course, but it breaks certain aspects in them that then they go on to become, you know, hurt and that whatnot and all that kind of stuff. So really, family dynamics is very bold, broad. It's rather broad, very broad in the aspect to see there's so much to eat. There's so much to eat in terms of character traits, in terms of, you know, how even one relates with people, how one speaks, how one, and another aspect that I want to say also, as we speak on family dynamics, is that no particular child is the same. I've come to learn that myself with my own children, that the children are not the same. They can have similar character traits, but they are never the same. They are never really the same. Maybe there are some who are really same, but majority of them are never really the same. You will see this one loves to do this and the other one is not their thing. And you see this one is more emotional, the other one is not. This one is more involved and the other one is detached. So it's quite very different, you know, very, very different. And I think we need to allow our family members to be themselves, because at the end of the day, if a person is not allowed to be themselves, then you are restricting them. You are sort of like putting them in bondage, and you wouldn't want to put your loved ones in bondage. You would want them to express themselves, you know, express themselves. You can get a particular child who release their tension of anger through crying, through tears. And I was actually that particular person who can be very emotional as it is, you know. And then as I grew up, I think it became better, you know, it became really better. I was this particular person where if my cousins, step on my toes instead of, maybe I'll communicate. Will I even communicate? I can't even remember. But the point is I'll soak my pillows crying over it until a particular friend told me to be vocal and to speak out, you know, speak out about what the person is doing. Then I went extreme. I would speak out, you know, like couldn't even care anymore if the next person got offended or not. Of course, I'll try not to be rude, but then I would speak out like that. Then I later realized, no, this is too harsh. I don't want to be losing relationships, especially cousin relationships, you know, and some people know how to hold grudges. My goodness. To a point you even regret, why did I even speak out? Why didn't I just bear it? So really in terms of family dynamics, as we reflect, during this festive season, I think, it's time that we look at it and see where we need to maybe make some implementations, make some corrections, make some advancements in terms of relationships. I think this is the time where we ought not to hold grudges against each other. On another time, on another episode of Family Dynamics, we will look at the implications that can come. I sure hope that I remember to touch on that particular aspect on the issue of abandoned roles and neglect and how they go on to affect the children, to affect sometimes even the mother themselves, herself, or maybe how they go on to affect a dad, and how also in terms of thriving, I think children who get to thrive come from very strong backgrounds where they are motivated to thrive. But let's not forget a percentage of those who thrive because they want betterment for their own family that they are going to build and for themselves because of the negative consequences that they're coming through. They don't want their children to pass through that, and they don't want themselves to have to bear or to endure that again in their own family. So the topic of family dynamics is very vast. Yeah, it's quite vast, really. And it's something that we ought to reflect on at this particular point in time. So as to also see how we can best give the best versions of ourselves. Yeah, and to look into the new year on how we can best be good parents, be great parents, be good sisters, be good siblings, or who knows, be good wives and spouses, or good daughter-in-laws and sons-in-laws. Because at the end of the day, people will always remember how you made them feel. And it's, let's say, for instance, you are no longer here, you pass on. People will now reflect on the situations or the encounters they had with you, and they will say, you know what, looking back, this is what happy's strong qualities were. This is what her weaknesses were, and I appreciate her for this and this and that. So families go on to shape us and to mold us. And you'll be surprised, some of the careers that we go into, or, you know, our personalities are shaped by those characters or by those character traits that have been embedded in us as a result of closeness with our family. So let's pause right here now and take a trip to the marketplace. I did not invite you. I'm so sorry. Our studio line is open, 083-288-401. Should you want to come through and air your opinion. So we give a shout out to your family members, wherever they may be listening right now. You're welcome. 083-288-401 is the number in studio. Let's pause right here and take a trip to the marketplace. We'll be back shortly.
Lipura nengeno wapumbwa eva tere ulikoni maondo tuto ingida ashike kapeno nweko dite opoye ekukurile. Oshafafa na nongeshe faili mehola mo iho etike kovano hile koshuana. Onongeshe fa ya pumbwa kukaraya kovano. okupitira mo Eagle FM otuna ebito danjuka okukwetera oipindi konu konda doili nawa nuneudo otukwetera o special ange tashake ngejepa omarudi kayo loka opone ujendife nawa nukumona oijemo ili nawa ninge kwata fanona Monica ko Eagle FM onora esatu imwe bali heali nola natu heali bali no heali ile konderewa Bora hetatu natu bali o hetatu batatu o mafilane Eagle FM the eye.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of failure.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have the capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know a person who does not have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to do.
Be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past, and it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the
eye.
Lipura nengeno wapombwa Eva Tere ulikoni maondo tuto ingida ashike kapeno nweku tete opoye ekukurile. Oshafafa na nongeshe faili mehola mo ihewe tike kovano ile koshiwana. Onongeshe fa ya pombwa kukaraya kovano. Okupitira mo Eagle FM otuna evi tota njuka. Okupitira oipindi konu konda doili nawa. Nune udo otukwetira o special ange tashake ngeshe fa omarudi tayo loka. Opone ushendife nawa nukumona oijemo ili nawa. Ninge kwa tafanona Monica ko Eagle FM. Onora esatu imwe bali heali nola natu heali bali no heali. Ile konderewa nora hetatu natu bali o hetatu batatu o mafilane Eagle FM the eye.
Welcome back. And now, as we are drawing to a close of our wonderful conversation on family dynamics, I think at this point, I would just want us to emphasize on, let's go out there and show our family members love. And let me also take this time to emphasize on what Stephen and I were earlier discussing on making yourself available. Make yourself available for your family members and your loved ones who may be friends, acquaintances or colleagues to reach out to you should they be going through something. Because in all honesty, you don't want to later find out that something they're going through something and have taken negative actions, yet you were there and they couldn't even reach out to you and they didn't even reach out to you. It's not a good feeling. It's a very terrible feeling. But then here's the catch. Are you there for them? Are you making yourself available for them? Sometimes we also need to tell people that, hey, I am here for you. Should you need a shoulder to cry onto, a shoulder to lean onto, I'm available for you. Because like I said, sometimes that is what all that people need. They just need a person to see that they are there for them, and then they can easily open up. So even in this time of the festive season, a lot of people are going through a lot of things. Some didn't achieve their desired goals. They didn't achieve their desired visions and dreams, and that is making them feel like failures. So please come through for your loved ones and speak on the importance of just of being available, the importance of a relationship, you know. So really, let's reflect on that and give our family the very best version of ourselves. Give them the love that they need. Give them the attention that they need. And yeah, with that being said, ladies and gentlemen, I've come to the conclusion or the closing of our conversation today on today's episode of Family Dynamics. Do stay tuned for other programs right here on Eagle FM. This time, we, even though it's festive season, we know that it's also a time to listen to interesting conversations and learn much from them. From Indafa, happy Juju, It is goodbye and have yourself a wonderful Monday afternoon as you celebrate with your family. Ciao, ciao.